Tech of Sports with Hannah Williams, fantasy football expert and Hooters girl. This week on the Tech of Sports, we have Hannah Williams here. And just want to let you know that Modern Life mobile apps are a great way to receive content from the Modern Life Podcast Network on your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. Don't forget also it's available on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and other apps for your iOS, Android devices. The Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and the Tech of Sports is a production of Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Great to have Hannah Williams with a pre-recorded interview join us this week here on the Tech of Sports. Hooters girl from Irving, Texas, big football fan. She's a soon-to-be law student. She's got a master's degree in philosophy, and also she was recognized as the runner-up at the very competitive 2016 Miss Hooters International Bikini Pageant that was held recently in Las Vegas. She loves wings, she loves football, and she's kind of the Hooters resident expert when it comes to fantasy football. So just great to talk about that with her this week. And here's Hannah and our discussion.
Thanks for joining me today. And Hannah, it's been called to my attention that you're a big sports fan, you're a big outdoors person, but we're kind of here to talk about fantasy football a little bit. Tell me kind of your background with sports and how that has led into you becoming a, what I've been told, kind of an expert in fantasy football.
Oh. Well, I'm not sure about expert, but I am from Texas, and so we love our football here. It's, you know, what gets us excited, you know, from cradle to grave. So, been watching it all my life. I'm actually on, we have our top 10 Hooter Girl Fantasy Football League this year, and so I will be drafting in that this coming Thursday on Google Hangouts, and we'll have a place to watch and get clips from our draft upcoming on social media, so that should be really exciting. But it's just great to get to, I don't know, bring your love of football into sort of a new scope by playing fantasy.
Now, you're, like you mentioned, you're from Texas. You're out of Irving, Texas, the Irving, Texas Hooters. That's pretty close, I think, to a professional football team there in the Dallas Metroplex. Are you a big Cowboys fan?
Yes, of course. I'm sad that the stadium is no longer in Irving, because it actually used to be within eyesight of our Hooters location in Irving. But, you know, it's still closed and in Arlington, and, you know, the stadium there is even more beautiful, so it's still good. If I can catch a game, all the better.
Well, absolutely, and I think the whole key, of course, to the Cowboys is your quarterback, Tony Romo, staying healthy.
Absolutely, for sure. Definitely. I've always liked Romo. He has great character. You know, when he focuses, he really gets things done, and so, you know, I'm really excited to see, you know, what he'll bring to Dallas this season, and I don't know, he and Witten, and good for him, and it should be good. Very good.
You know your football, and do you do anything? Do you use any technology? Do you use any techniques kind of to get ready for your fantasy football draft?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, technology and fantasy football are, you know, synonymous nowadays. It's, you know, it's so much easier to be able to cross-reference statistics and, you know, review past games, watch clips to see, you know, strengths and weaknesses, especially when picking players. I mean, it's everything. And, you know, it completely changed the game from what it was, you know, even 5 or 10 years ago. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that have been playing with fantasy football now for years and years. And I know it kind of depends on what kind of league you're in, kind of how the scoring goes in your particular league. But when you're sitting at the top of the draft board, are you looking quarterback now? Are you looking wide receiver? What kind of your strategy?
Personally, I'm actually looking wide receiver. Health, of course, is everything in a player. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, first pick, last pick, quarterback, receiver, you know, special teams, anything. I mean, it's just, you know, how healthy they're going to be. And, I mean, you know, that's up to chance and faith. But, really, I'm actually looking at wide receivers. I really want, you know, yards. I want those points. I want somebody that I know can get the job done and, you know, just be consistent every week. And so my top pick is actually wide receiver Antonio Brown from the Steelers. And I, you know, I think this year is going to be his year. I think he, you know, if he stays healthy, he's even, you know, looking to break some records. And big thing that speaks to me about him is that in college he was a walk-on, and I love a walk-on. You know that they're hard workers. You know that they didn't slack in their off-season, and that, you know, when they're on the field, they're really going to perform. So that's my my top pick for this year, at least.
And how do you feel a lot of players like pairing that quarterback-wide receiver combo, maybe to try to double dip there on points? How do you feel about that? If you had Antonio, would that mean you'd be looking at Big Ben maybe to have that combo going?
I would be fine with that. I know, you know, the combo is not necessarily maybe the preferred tactic for everybody. I know some people, they look solely at numbers. Some people, they look solely at, you know, performance in games and consistency, and then other people, you know, I guess records of health or suspensions are another thing that they might look for. But I would absolutely love if I could get Ben as the duo, because I know in their practices right now, you know, they really have a good connection. And, you know, last season they, you know, put a lot of points on a lot of people's boards. And so, you know, if I could, that would be absolutely stellar. But, you know, if I also got maybe Cam Newton or Aaron Rodgers, I think I would really benefit from that as well. Just because I know that they're also very strong players, very healthy, and, you know, very experienced in duo situations, they know when to run, know when to pass, so it would be beneficial either way.
Yeah, and those are two quarterbacks sometimes that can run for a few yards, too. And that sometimes can make the difference between winning and losing a game each week. And like you said, it really is a passing league now. That's where most of the points and yards are generated. But, you know, maybe running backs were the first picks of people years ago. No longer the case, but is running back still important to you? Are you still looking to get a running back in the first few rounds?
I would hope so. I think a running back is, you know, also important. I think, you know, the stronger that you can get your team, albeit again, either from just past experience points in fantasy draft past or statistics or just, I guess, anything, intuition or what have you. But, I think, you know, a running back still isn't a lost start. You know, I mean, it is a passing league nowadays, but, you know, it's still good to have somebody that, you know, can run and have a wide radius and, I don't know, good insight on the field and make smart decisions. So it's definitely still, you know, very important. I wouldn't put it off. And if I could get a good running back and, you know, the third or fourth pick, then, I mean, hey, you know, all the better.